number 10,749. Darlene's Smilek, north of Route 54, northeast of Blueville Drive, being lot 39, block G, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Daryl Greer, 12011 Sunflower Court, Bishopville, Maryland.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole
truth,
and nothing
but the truth? Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I am here on behalf of Mrs. Smilek requesting a side yard variance into the right-hand side yard. She'd be encroaching with the house, the air conditioner, and the rear porch. It's in the community of Swan Keys. It is a similar variance that we've gotten before. We believe it's keeping it's uniform to what else is going on in the community. And her main goal is to create some side yard for them to have access to the water.
Okay. And you've answered the standards for the granting of the variances on here?
Yes, sir, I believe my partner did that.
Lots are narrow and non-conforming to today's standards. Neighbor's property through the years, creating side yards by moving.
All right, it's not quite that bad.
Okay.
Is there a structure on lot 38?
Yes, sir. There's an older mobile home with a kind of an add-on they've done over the years, some type of side room. Actually, quite a few things going on there this time with the added on.
You know how far that would be from the common property line of this property?
No, sir, I do not. We do not have a survey of what's existing. I believe it's positioned more to the left. I believe it's less than the 10 feet, but I believe it's positioned more to the left of the property.
Is this proposed residence a stick-built?
Yes, sir. It's a stick-built home. Two-story home would be a vacation home for now that they're planning on retiring to eventually.
Okay.
I do have plans if you'd like to see them.
I don't think so. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Excuse me, Mr. Hudson?
Okay, maybe I missed it, but why can't the house be moved a little bit further to the north?
It could be. The house, it could be. The steps, they wouldn't have to be covered, so I don't think that would be an issue. It's mainly that she's requesting this to create a side yard and also to be conforming to what the other homes are doing in the neighborhood. Honestly, we haven't. The two stories, have just been allowed over the last couple of years, and this is one of the first ones that we've done. It's a smaller home and a two-story, so we do have quite a bit of lot left over. But she does have some plans for future as far as additions and things like that and garages that she wanted to possibly do, and she was trying to plan on that up front.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter.
Okay.
That's in opposition. It's lengthy, but I can shorten it a little bit, maybe.
If you would,
this
please.
This is from Gloria Baker. She is the sole owner of the adjacent property, lot 38G, located south of the subject property. And she objects to granting the variance request. The residential structure on my property is located 4 feet from the property line. This was an existing condition at the time of purchase and prior to the zoning side setback requirements now being required. The variance request, if granted, will allow the structure to be 9.5 feet separation, which would be imposing on the quality of life desired for individual residential structures. Such separations of units, space, or property uses and not having the adjacent structure looming over my property. Two, there appears to be no basis for the variance request except to create a larger side yard on the north side of the property. See exhibit one, which is the variant or the survey you have attached.
Right.
She says the proposed structure, as proposed, will fit within the building envelope when the side, front, and rear building setback lines are imposed on the lot. In my opinion, I do not see the justification due to lot size and configuration which justify the granting of the variance. Please refer to the county code. Even though both properties were developed prior to code requirements and the establishment of those code requirements had sound reasoning and justification at the time of enactment, it is now the appropriate time during redevelopment to have the property brought up to the requirements for all parties concerned. The granting of this variance may have an impact on the future improvement to my property by future requirements of zoning, fire code, property use, and quality of life that are desired for a single-family residential structure. I am respectfully requesting that the variance not be granted and the current setback requirement be adhered to.
Okay. Okay, gentlemen, you heard you got one letter of opposition. Yeah, that was it. One letter of opposition. So we're hoping to entertain a motion.
So you said the house can be fit setbacks, right?
Yes, sir, it could be. She's planning on putting a garage on the left-hand side of it in the future with a bonus room is their goal. And we were just planning on, you know, making that work without having to position that in the front of the house. It wasn't something she could afford at this time, so she was trying to position the house so we could do that at a later date. And that was based on, honestly, my recommendation that was based on things we had done in the past as far as setbacks. We've 5 foot on the sides is what we've been allowed to do, so we were kind of basing it on that when I drew it originally. And when we first started, she was going to do the garage, but once she decided she'd rather have the porch instead, so that we ended up taking it off and doing a shed in the meantime.
Okay.
The two-story porch on the rear?
Yes, sir.
Chair, I'll call again for a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,749 under advisement.
Okay. Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,749 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Voting time?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, sir, your case has been taken under advisement. You may stay if you like. There may be a decision made later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number.